ties from one table to another using only their mouths. First team to get all six wins $50 and takes control of the game. You want a piece of this? Hey, that's just a taste of what's coming today on Devil Dare.
All right, our red team has four pies on the table. Blue team also has four pies. Just got their fifth. Nice one, guys. Whoa, blue team has six pies on the table. Congratulations, blue team. You guys won the toss-up challenge.
Welcome to Devil Dare. And now, here's Liza Koshy.
Thank you, and welcome to Devil Dare, the show that serves up brain-twisting trivia and a crazy cool obstacle course for a chance to win piles of cash and sweet prizes. I'm your host, Liza Koshy, and here with me is the never-crusty OG, Mark Summers.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully never-crusty.
Mark, I'm very proud of you. You're not crusty today.
I'm not crusty today. I took a shower and everything. Wow. I got to tell you, based on that toss-up, we are in for one exciting game today, don't you think?
Oh, man, it's going to be a sweet game for sure. That's right. Did you get that? Because it was whipped cream.
No pie? Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Mark likes dad jokes. He's a dad. He raised me. All right, guys, but enough about us. Let's meet the teams. First in blue, we have our friends Sammy and Patrick. They love playing guards, and they're hoping to win some green today. It's the team board game, bros. Nice. Oh, okay. We got a dance, too. So, guys, how did you guys become friends?
We started a class called Exploratory, and it's like a board game class. Whoa. And we just started playing board games all the time together, like Uno, Monopoly, all those board games.
Wow, okay, so all these games. So you guys are obviously very competitive. Are you guys bringing some of that competitiveness today?
Definitely.
All right, we'll see if they get lucky today, but let's check out our red team. We have our cousins, Alexa and Dylan, the Extreme Team. Give it up. So why so extreme? What's so extreme about you guys?
We just love to do crazy things in
so
general.
So crazy. Me too.
So one time, she has a track in her backyard for motorcycles or ATVs. So I was driving the ATV and I kind of crashed into her house.
You crashed into her house?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Everything's all right up here? So tell me, who's more extreme, Alexa or Dylan?
You know, we're equally competitive in everything.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Literally everything.
Ooh, nice. Wait, I heard one of you guys has a belt in karate? Somebody has a belt in karate.
We both of us.
You both have belts in karate?
Yes.
I just have a belt. That's very nice. We'll see if they got the moves today. And let's move on down into playing some Double Dare. You guys ready?
Yeah.
So let me tell you, here is how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. You get it right, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer or you think the other team doesn't have a clue, you can dare them for double the amount. But be careful, because they can double dare you right back for four times the amount. Then you either have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. You guys feeling good?
Yeah.
Feeling ready? All right. So since my board game bros won the opening challenge, you guys are in control. $50 on the board. Are you ready for your first question?
Yeah.
What professional wrestler is known for his catchphrase, "You can't see me"?
John Cena. John
Cena? That is correct. $50 for board game bros. Next question. Known for his 11 herbs and spices, Colonel Sanders was the founder of what restaurant chain?
Dare.
Nice. Very aggressive dare to the Extreme Team. Extreme Team, known for his 11 herbs and spices, Colonel Sanders was the founder of what restaurant chain?
KFC.
KFC is correct. Very nice. $100 over to Extreme Team because that was a dare, and now you guys are in control. Next question. What superhero uses the secret identity Diana Prince?
Wonder Woman.
That is correct, woman. $50 to Extreme Team.
Cha-ching.
Next question. In 1983, the city of Redondo Beach, California, adopted a resolution that named what as their official bird?
Dare.
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $100, Board Game Bros. In 1983, the city of Redondo Beach, California, adopted a resolution that named what as their official bird?
Double Dare.
Double Dare. Now worth $200. Guys, what do you think?
We'll take the physical challenge.
They will take the physical challenge. Come on down.
The 405 South, you can actually see it. It's the Goodyear blimp. $200 at stake. Liza, what's this physical challenge?
This challenge will prove if you don't have a balanced breakfast, you're definitely going to crash, guys. Here's how it works. One of you is going to put food on this tray over here. You're going to take your breakfast, you're going to meet your partner at the top of the ramp right here, and you're going to transfer the food to them. Then your partner is going to walk all the way back down and put the food on top of the table. But be careful not to eat it, okay? Because the floor is slicker than spit. I didn't spit on it. My bad. Now get two in 30 seconds, and you get $200, and you get to keep control of the game. But if you guys aren't able to do it, then $200 goes over to Board Game Bros, and they take the lead and control of the game. You don't want that, right?
No.
All right, guys, go ahead and get into position. Give it up for them. All right, ladies, two in 30 seconds, $200 on the table. On your mark, get set, go. All right, she's got her first food on the tray. Our extreme team like it extremely slimy.
The breakfast isn't the only thing that's balanced. Our ladies are too. Excuse me.
Oh, we got one food on the table. We have 13 seconds on the clock, guys. You're balancing so well. Move a little faster. You got it. You got it. Boom! They got two on the table with 3 seconds to spare. Congratulations! Don't fly now! Congratulations, my extreme team! You did an extremely good job. You guys now have $200. You guys, take your helmets off and come on back around. Our Board Game Bros have $100 on the board, but it's still anybody's game. You guys are in control. Are you ready for your question?
Yes!
All right, here it is. What video game features Outlanders, soldiers, ninjas, and constructors?
Dare.
Dare, now worth $100. Guys, what video game features Outlanders, soldiers, ninjas, and constructors?
Do you know? Is it Fortnite?
Double Dare.
Double Dare, now worth $200. Ladies, what video game features Outlanders, soldiers, ninjas, and constructors?
We'll take the physical challenge.
My girls are taking the physical challenge. Come on over, red team.
The answer is Fortnite. Another $200 at stake. How are they going to do? Liza, tell us.
All right, now, ladies, in this challenge, we actually want you to screw around. That's right. Come over here, Mark.
Sure.
Help me explain to them. Both of you guys are going to be wearing a screwdriver helmet to loosen 4 screws. Now unscrew all 4 in 30 seconds and you'll earn $200 and take an extreme lead with $550 on the board. My ladies, are you guys feeling ready?
Yeah!
All right, well, come on over here.
Come on over. Join me over here.
You come on over here.
And up. Perfect.
There you go, right there. Ta-da! All right, you guys feeling good?
Yeah.
Feeling ready? All right, let's do it. 30 seconds. 4 screws, 2 girls, $200, and control of the game on the line. On your mark, get set, go!
Let's see you do it, let's see you do it. There's the first one. Gotta get through. Oh yeah, look at that.
I think it's close.
Keep on going, you gotta screw the entire thing. You gotta screw the entire thing, you didn't do it. You gotta get back up here.
Use your heads, do it, do it.
Keep on going, we're gonna dive over there. Gotta get it in that little crevice. You can do it.
You got this. Get it in, you got it! You can screw it! Oh, I want it so bad! You got it! Go for it!
Oh, time is up! They didn't do it!
Time is up, my ladies! Good try! Oh. That was a great ending! Thank you! You guys screwed around, but you weren't able to get the $200. The $200 goes over to Board Game Bros. But good try, ladies! Good try! Get out of there. Stop screwing around. All right, that sound means that it is end of round one. Right now, we have Extreme Team leading with $350. Our Board Game Bros are very close with $300.
$50, but don't worry, board game bros, because it's still anybody's game, right, Mark?
That's right. Dollar values will be doubling, so on this next toss-up, they could take the lead and control.
That's right. Now, you guys better stay tuned, because it all happens when we come back to Double Dare.
Stay right where you are.
Yeah. There they go. That was cool.
You got it. Double the dollars. Now, at the end of this round, the winner gets to keep their bank and move on to the final obstacle course. Now, this toss-up will determine who gets control in round two. It could go either way. You guys ready? On your mark, get set, go!
Look, Mom, no hands! These two teams have to bounce ping pong balls across the table and into the tube. First team to get three wins $100 and takes control of the game. That's handy. Yeah.
Get your gears off and come on down. Red Team, congratulations. You guys got $100 with a total score of $450 for Extreme Team. On our other side, Board Game Bros, $300, not too far behind. But we're in round two. Remember, every question from here on out is worth double. You guys got it? All right, Red Team, still in your control. Here's your question. Success Kid, Grumpy Cat, and Fry Squinty Eye are all examples of funny photos known as what? Is it streams, memes, or laser beams?
Memes.
Memes is correct! $100 over to Extreme Team. Still in control, $550 on the board. Here's your next question. According to legend, who developed his theory of gravity after an apple fell on his head?
Isaac Newton.
That is correct. $100, Extreme Team.
Oh, yes, Cabbage Patch Kid. Bring it back.
All right, here we go. Next question. What is both the name of the human backbone and the outside edge of a book?
Spine.
That's correct. Another $100, still in control, $750, Extreme Team. All right, next question. What famous West Coast American landmark is painted in international orange?
Dare.
Daring, now worth $200. Board Game Bros, what famous West Coast American landmark is painted in international orange?
Do you know?
Nickelodeon?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. You guys got the right network, but the wrong landmark. The landmark was the Golden Gate Bridge, which means that $200 went over to the Extreme Team, now with $950 and control of the game. You ready for your next question, Extreme Team?
Yes.
Yes, they are. All right, here we go. Orbit is the mascot for what 2017 World Series winning baseball team?
Dare.
Now worth $200, Board Game Bros. Orbit is the mascot for what 2017 World Series winning baseball team?
Double Dare.
Now worth $400. Ladies, what do you think?
We'll take the physical challenge.
They will take the physical challenge. Come on, Extreme Team, get extreme with me.
It's the Houston Astros. As a matter of fact, Houston is where Liza is from. $400 at stake. Who's going to get it? We're going to find out right now. Liza.
Guys, if you mind, can I borrow a plunger real quick? Is this the one I used earlier? Yes, it is. Very nice. Thank you. All right, so what you're going to do is one player is going to use their plunger to grab a ball from the rack, then pass it to their partner over this little station we have over here. Once you pass it off to your partner, she's going to take it and dump it into the small bowl. If you guys are able to do this within 30 seconds, you get the $400 and control of the game. But if not, it goes over to our board game bros, and then they take control. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Feeling good? All right, who's grabbing? That's an interesting question.
That's me.
You're grabbing? And who's dumping? All right, guys, go ahead and take your spots. All right, 30 seconds, one ball in the bowl, $400 and control of the game on the line. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Have a ball. On your mark, get set, go. sorry, guys. Red team, good try, guys. Weren't able to do it, which means the $400 went over to Board Game Bros. And that sound means time's up. Let's check the scores. Our Board Game Bros just got up to $700 after winning $400. Our Extreme team has $950, which means congratulations, Extreme team. You guys are our winner. You get to keep that cash. Plus, you're headed to the obstacle course. My Board Game Bros, you guys did an amazing job. We had so much fun playing with you guys today, so you're not going home empty-handed. We have some amazing prizes for you guys backstage. Congratulations, you guys did so well. Now, our Extreme team, you guys are going to the obstacle course. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Are they ready, Mark?
We are ready. There's going to be an amazing obstacle course coming up. Audience, are you ready? 60 seconds, 8 obstacles. Can they do it? We're going to find out right after the break. Stay tuned. Smart ladies, they answered the Sir Isaac Newton question. What goes up must come down. You're not going down. You're going straight up over there to Mount St. Double. You're going to win this thing, right?
That's right.
Fantastic. I'll get the prizes ready. I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, we're going to see Mark over there at the finish line. Alexa and Dylan, in the first two rounds, you guys won $950.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, now it's time to take on the world-famous Double Dare obstacle course. Mark is going to be at the finish line waiting for you guys. Are you guys excited?
Yeah.
Feeling good? All right. Now, you guys are going to switch off at each obstacle, all 8 of them. Now, to finish each obstacle, you're going to finish by grabbing the flag. And when you do, you're going to earn an incredible prize. Feeling good?
Yeah.
All right. Let's walk through it. Here's our first one, the slime hydrant. On go, the hydrant will explode, and out will come slime and that flag. If you grab that flag, you're also going to grab this.
Bike ball, a fun new active 2-on-2 game. Perfect for the backyard or the beach.
Now, obstacle 2 is the tank. That's right. This is filled entirely with some cherry gelatin for your delight. Now, you guys are going to climb in here, grab the flag, and you're also going to grab this.
A Logitech gaming headset with surround sound. It's advanced gaming audio designed to play whenever you do.
All right, it's party time. Number 3 is blowout. You're going to climb through this giant party favor, get the flag, and you'll be favored by the prize gods with this.
Experience the thrill of building your own toy roller coaster with Kinect's Thrill Rides.
All right, number 4, meet the hot dog. That's right, not me, this. Get your buns across the bun, and you'll release the condiments and the flag. You get the flag, and you'll definitely relish the buzz.
I get it, an iHome Bluetooth speaker with 360-degree color-changing light show.
All right, obstacle 5 is the ringer. Now, all you want to do is get through the first roll, get into the bubbles, out the second roll, come out the other side, and you'll also come out with this.
Over a dozen spectacular novelty water toys from Pool Candy. Plan the ultimate party with Pool Candy.
Now, obstacle 6 is called pop locking. Now, these lockers are also filled with junk, but they also have the flag. Now, if you're able to find the flag, you'll find yourself with this.
Enjoy the best birthday party ever. Jump, flip, and fly with up to 15 friends on your big day at Sky Zone.
All right, obstacle 7 is overstuffed. It's a giant teddy bear. Take out all your aggression out on this guy. Get the flag, and you'll also get this.
A Mozzie hoverboard with patented True Ride technology. Riding is fun and safe. Mozzie hoverboards, the future of hoverboards is here.
Finally, obstacle 8 is the diabolical Mount St. Double Dare. These pants are absorbent. Okay, if you guys are able to get all the way up to the top before time expires, you're going to add to your mountain of prizes and cash with this.
It's a trip to Legoland, where you can dive underwater on their new Lego City. Deep sea adventure submarine ride with real sea creatures. Awesome awaits at Legoland California Resort.
All right, there's 8 obstacles. You guys have 60 seconds on the clock. Mark is waiting for you guys at the finish line. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to back up. I don't want any of this. On your mark, get set, geyser!
Yeah.
You guys went through four obstacles. That belly flop was amazing. Mark, tell them what they won.
You each get the spike ball, the gaming headset, the building set,